The Greater Washington Government Contractor Awards honor many of the individuals and businesses among the region's government contractors. The awards, sponsored by the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce and the Professional Services Council, celebrate high achievers. Between now and November 5th, we're interviewing the finalists for this year's awards. Joe Martori is President and CEO of Caliber Systems, the finalist in this year's Contractor of the Year Award category in the $75 to $300 million in sales camp. He tells Federal News Radio's Tom Temin more about his company and its nomination.
Caliber is a management consulting and IT solutions company, and what sets us apart is our culture. We're 100% employee-owned. We partner with defense and federal civil agencies and provide enduring results that make a difference and improve outcomes for our customers, for our employees, and in our communities. And let me give you just two examples. The Air Force reported that Caliber helped save $1.4 billion, that's a 44% savings compared to their cost to complete estimates through performance-based environmental remediation contracting. And our support to the Department of Veteran Affairs reduced the inventory of cases awaiting disability ratings by 82%. So we think we set ourselves apart through our focus on the success of the customer.
And when someone has a gnarly problem like that, such as environmental remediation, do you find that the answer to those savings is in technology, or is it in a different process, a different approach to the problem?
Well, it's actually a little bit of both. It first starts with individuals who have expertise and have functional experience to understand that these problems, if they haven't been solved in the past, that processes that have solved challenging problems can be applied. And in many cases, that solution involves some new technology, and we have some specific environmental remediation technologies that are being used both for the federal government as well as in the commercial sector.
All right, so a couple of questions. It sounds like maybe many of the ideas for how that technology could be applied come from the people close to the line that are actually doing the work.
They do. And again, that's one of the distinguishing aspects of this company. By being employee-owned, we really look to our employees as owners. We ask them to think and behave and act as owners and raise issues, raise opportunities, and raise new ways of doing things that will help the company as well as our customers.
But within the customer, do you also find that there are good ideas, even though you're a management consultant, are there good ideas coming from the non-management level that management ought to listen to?
There are. There are very qualified individuals within the government sector, especially at the technical levels. And that's, again, the reason for partnering with our customers so that we can listen to them, they can offer suggestions, and then we can provide our expertise and experience to develop solutions that will make a difference for them.
And I want to return to the ESOP idea, the Employee Stock Ownership Plan setup. There have not been a lot of, there have been some, but not a large number of federal contractors. There's been some, you know, very big ones that have ended up that way. What is the advantage, if there is one, in the ability to do business capture and to get people?
We think that there is a tremendous advantage to the ESOP, and it's been a basis for the success of this company over the last 20 to 25 years. And those advantages relate to employees acting as not in the role of workers and employees, but in the role of owners and thinking about the long-term success of the company and the foundation of that success being the customers. It also allows us to provide the rewards of the success of the company back to employees in terms of additional training, in terms of compensation, and certainly the big part of our ESOP program is the retirement package that grows with the company for the employees.
We're speaking with Joe Martori. He's the president and CEO of Caliber. And I wanted to talk about some of the areas that you specialize in, and one of those is risk management. That's a word very much in vogue now. In the environmental area for federal agencies, and there are more of them probably than we realize that have that exposure, what does risk management look like?
Well, risk management takes the form of a number of different technical aspects. One is just understanding what the regulations are. We work with both federal as well as state regulations, and being able to understand those and look at historical approaches as well as providing innovation through new technology, we're able to actually partner with those regulatory agencies and look for ways that can help our government customers address environmental remediation requirements in ways that are cost-effective. It also means that we need to bring technology solutions to problems, in many cases, problems that that have arisen in the past and but need and require new approaches to solving them.
And what are the particular environmental remediation issues for, say, somebody like the Air Force, and what is the kind of technology that can help that along?
Well, there are a number. One of the areas that we provide support to the Air Force and the Army and the Navy is in the base realignment and closure program. When military bases are closed, they're required to address environmental remediation requirements before the property can be transferred to a private sector or to the local community. And so things like groundwater contamination and sediments require new expertise to address problems that may have been lingering for decades.
What are some of them, like pumps?
There are several technologies. I mean, you mentioned pumps. That's an old technology for pumping or digging and hauling. But we use things like enhanced environmental remediation techniques, where technology is used to actually install new organic chemicals and organic items into the groundwater, whereby microbes actually consume the contamination and leave a clean water environment.
And above ground, a big issue for a lot of federal agencies, especially DOD, is the risk management and the risks in the supply chain. And there are a lot of new rules they have to comply with coming from Congress, ultimately, on supply chain management. Do you do work in that area?
We do. The agencies and the military services, they need to look at the requirements that are coming down from Congress, but also to look at ways to develop sustainable environments. And we do a lot of that in the Army training ranges to make sure that the mission activities do not increase contamination to the environment above the ground.
And now that we're in an era of continuing resolution, at least for the next couple of months, having looked at this federal contracting, you know, over the many years you've been in the business, how does that affect agencies' abilities to innovate and go forward when they are in an environment like we are now fiscally?
Well, the fiscal environment that that we're in now, although we had some good news in the last day or two that it looks like a shutdown might be avoided. But the approach that is taken typically is a continuing resolution. So what that means is either the possibility of a shutdown or the actuality of a continuing resolution means that agencies can't move forward with new programs and can't look to new opportunities within their budgets. And so what that means for government contractors is we need to make sure that we deliver on the contracts that have been previously awarded, but that we also work with our customers and our employees to make sure that that we're doing the best things that we can for both sides of the aisle to continue to address what we anticipate to be new challenges in the future.